The company that owns Alaska Airlines said today that it's reached a deal to buy Virgin America, the U.S. airline founded by billionaire CEO Richard Branson. The $2.6 billion deal comes after a bidding war with JetBlue, which also wanted to buy Virgin America. And joining us with more on this is Kurt Nickisch, formerly of WBUR, now senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Kurt, welcome.
Oh, great to be here.
And Alaska Airlines, despite the name, is actually based in Seattle, Washington, operates across the U.S. Why do they want Virgin America?
Well, the short answer, they want to get bigger. I don't think anyone would say this is a match made in heaven, but it's a match. And in an industry that's been consolidating, that's really important. We just went through this round of the big legacy airlines merging and getting bigger. Alaska needs to compete against them. Delta has been attacking a lot of its routes in the Northwest. And so buying Virgin America gives it more routes in California. It gives it these good, loyal customers in the Bay Area. But this also helps Virgin America get bigger, too. Their CEO has complained that they haven't been getting enough gates in airports. Fuel prices are low. Airlines want to fly more and make more money, but there are only so many gates. So if you're the fifth largest airline, you've got more pull to get into these gates and terminals.
I can't imagine that there would be much trouble for Alaska Airlines when it comes to getting regulatory approval, given that, as you said, it would be the fifth biggest. But if U.S. Airways and American can get together, if Continental and United can get together, if Delta and Northwest can get together, is there any concern about regulators saying, no, this is not going to happen?
I would say on one hand, no, because this would raise fewer regulatory red flags because it is smaller, these two sort of regional airlines consolidating. But there has been a lot of consolidation in a consolidating industry, and this is one more of those. And so every time you do that, it's a different market. And regulators have shown some signs of sort of approval remorse lately. So it's not a given, but it seems less likely to be a problem.
What would this mean for JetBlue?
Well, JetBlue is going to see this as another sign that this consolidation wave, a merger wave, is spreading out to regional airlines. You could argue that JetBlue is actually a better cultural fit for a merger with
Virgin America.
Virgin America,
yeah.
Right. And so, we've had most recently, American by U.S. Airways, Delta Northwest, United and Continental merged. And so now a lot of the regional and discount airlines around the country are probably going to start looking at each other and wondering if they need to pair up before it's too late.
Well, you said American by U.S. Airways. I actually believe it was U.S. Airways that bought American, but they went with the American name.
Right.
Because it was – which brings me to my other point I wanted to ask about with regards to this one, because that Virgin America brand is so strong, stronger probably than the Alaska brand. Let's listen to a Virgin America ad from last year.
Welcome aboard Outdated Airlines, everyone. My name is Brent, and this is my colleague, Jim. We here at Outdated Air pride ourselves on maintaining the status quo of air travel. That means no Wi-Fi, no food, and no legroom. Tie your
seatbelts. If Alaska's taking over, is Virgin America going to stay the airline that people love so much that's not Outdated Airlines?
Yeah, they're a hit brand, right? They have Wi-Fi on every plane. That's the joke there. It's definitely a challenge to merge these two. Alaska isn't going to buy Virgin America, though, just to see all those like Silicon Valley customers and everybody, all those LA media executives switch to somebody else. So they're going to try to keep that culture, but it's going to be a challenge for the senior leadership.
Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Thanks so much.
You got it.